The First Nations Leadership Council, FNLC, and the British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, BCCLA, have affirmed support for the Gitgatla and Ihat-A Sault First Nations during the hearing for the nation's appeal regarding the province's Mineral Tenure Act on January 20. The FNLC and the BCCLA are joint interveners in the nation's appeal due to the importance of fulfilling the province's commitments in the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act and aligning with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Provincial Mineral Tenure Act is not consistent with the Declaration, and the Declaration Act requires the province to work with First Nations to take all necessary measures to ensure the Mineral Tenure Act to address that inconsistency, said BCAFN Regional Chief Terry T.G. in a press release from the Union of British Columbia Indian Chiefs on January 20. Robert Phillips, from the First Nations Summit Political Executive, said the courts have an important role to play in guiding the process of legislative reconciliation. The Gitgatla Nation, south of Prince Rupert, filed a legal challenge over the Mineral Tenure Act's online registry, which the province uses to automatically grant mineral rights, in April 2023. This followed a petition the nation filed in October 2021, where the nation sought a judicial review due to the process not requiring the government to consult with the First Nation and simply granting the claim. The Ihat-A Sault First Nation, near Zabaios, also challenged this. Justice Alan Ross, in the fall of 2023, found the province has a constitutional duty to consult First Nations before registering mineral tenures under the Act. Furthermore, registration of claims has negative impacts on the rights and territories of those two nations. Ross gave the province 18 months to reform the Act. Read more. Indigenous Mineral Interests Protected as Province Modernizes Mineral Tenure Act. Read more. BC's mineral explorers want more input into Mineral Act reform.